entering the Newton County Courthouse at 3:32.
Hello.
I told Mr. Scobie I'd be in 15, 20 minutes. She's doing it. She's helping me.
How are you doing, Martin? You doing okay?
Well, not. What's your name?
My name's Steve.
Oh, what's my last name?
Bach.
Bach. Okay, well, I hereby take away about 90% of the bad thoughts I had to you, because I thought your name was somebody else.
Nope, my name's Steve Bach. I'm sure there's 10% of bad stuff you could think about me. I don't know what it is. But.
Okay, well, it's not the really, really bad stuff here. I thought your name was, you know, was Douglas Baugh, B-A-U-G-H here. So.
Don't know a Douglas Baugh.
Does he still work in, does he still work as a deputy or anything like that?
Baugh?
B-A-U-G-H.
B-A-U-C-H.
B-A-U-G-H.
G-H. I've never heard of him. Was he a deputy in Newton County or Berry County?
He was in the, he was with the Children's Division. He was with the Children's Division back about 12, 13 years ago.
Probably, I was a cop back then, but not here, probably before my time. So.
Yeah, well, what he did is that he helped pretty well get my grandchildren bought and sold, and what happens is that he, my first son-in-law was about a 81 IQ idiot on a good day. You know what I mean? You know, I still love him, but he's an idiot. Essentially,
well, he just got a low IQ.
Yeah, he's not really an idiot. He's not really an
just
idiot.
A low IQ.
You know, there's not. You know, actually, he was smarter than the one with a supposedly higher IQ who'd use that higher IQ just getting in trouble. So, you know, the first son-in-law was very, very slow. But he would never get in trouble because he would never do something stupid real quickly. You know what I mean? So.
All right. Well, nope, it's not me. My name's Steve Bach. And
Bach, B-A-C-H?
B-O-C-K.
B-O-C-K. That's a German name.
Like the bottom
here
of the barrel beer.
B-O-C-K. Yeah, it's a German name here. Yeah.
All right. You have a good day. You take care.
I'm waiting for Jacob Scobie. So.
Mr. Scobie?
Yeah.
Okay. She's let him know you're here. So, okay. Right. Take care.
Okay.
So, you got an ex parte against you?
Yeah, I got two of them. I got two of them. I didn't bring the court order. It was a ticket.
No,
it was next on the 23rd.
Date, right?
Well, here it is.
Carrie
Jo Coffer. Yeah, these are the ex partes. Thankfully, that's the original. I got served with it about 6:30 on Friday, on Friday when I came home. Essentially, they're all freaking out because way back in November, I went ahead and...
I saw that. That's
okay.
Do you mind if I make a copy of this?
Yeah. And essentially,
you don't mind? Or?
No, no. Go ahead and make a copy.
You
make a copy
one
of the other one, too. Yeah. Essentially, I've heard through essentially the grapevine, they're bragging about how they're going to keep me from attending city council meetings by filing all these things. Give them a third thing to copy.
Court day tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 5. What happens is I had my Roxy's nephew come by, and they gave 4, and they're supposed to go ahead and give me 2 back, one for the court, one for the lawyer. They refused to give him any back, and he kept the manila envelope. I didn't get the receipt from Roxy's and their gap being utility bill.
It's across the street, he's in Granby.
Granby, it's in Granby, it's in district court in Granby.
Well, I mean, the motion's filed in front of.
Yeah,
from across the street, right? Okay, I thought
and those people were asking why in the world did Newton County serve? And the answer is that Newton County knows that I just live for every opportunity to go ahead and serve them. So essentially, they've got their little heads together. I went ahead and put in essentially on I think the 29th or 30th. I went ahead and put on this 27th by Massford piece of paper. And that puts February 26th, where they refused to go. Essentially, what they had is a little piece of paper where essentially it said more about where they're going to put this trailer, you know, house in. And I got arrested on the 20th of June for essentially making fun of them for saying, how dare you go ahead and make more laws when you can't even obey your own law, you know, about putting trailer houses. The penalty for is $500, 90 days in jail.
For
putting in a trailer house without their permission.
Without their permission. So this is a new ordinance they passed?
No, it was passed in 1988. Barry Flint, he got the sewer put in Granby, and he sort of thinks he owns the place. So what happens is he went ahead and passed an ordinance not allowing single wides or used double wides to go in 1988. But they couldn't get, you know, they couldn't get Ron Dury to enforce that nonsense. So what happens, they had to go ahead and get a municipal police force here. And as long as Dewey Beaver wanted a job, he had the job for life. It only passed by 3 votes. And so they went ahead and brought him in 1993 or 1994. And essentially, I got a big old fight here, and I spent some time in jail for contempt of court and all that. I think that was in the 90s. I had 3 lawsuits against the city of Granby. But anyway.
But you're saying they criminalized putting a trailer on your property without...
No, no, not my property.
Anybody's property.
Property.
I say your,
they've criminalized...
If somebody brings a trailer and puts it on their own property, they've criminalized that.
And then it didn't get enforced. It didn't get, you know, essentially what's the penalty? What happens, the reason I know, is that in 2005, essentially, Sherry Lamp and her, you know, her third or fourth husband, she's had about 11 of them, Social Security says they're not going to give her any more, you know, numbers. But anyway, this is number 3 or 4. And essentially, they bought the property across the street here, and my brother, the liberal, was trying to cause me mischief at the time. So essentially, the property said 10 feet from the main house. Well, there was this chicken coop with a real nice, you know, real nice cellar, essentially a thick slab. And she got her husband to go ahead and tear it down. And I told him in advance here, I don't mind you moving in, but that chicken house has been here longer than you have on earth. And you knew it was there. It's right on the lot. You tear out that chicken house here. Me and Roxy are going to say, no, 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 you can't. Essentially, and we own and control all the property, so essentially we say, no, you can't put a trailer house in. Not even do it. So what happens is that I went ahead and, you know, they tore down the trailer house, so I said, no, 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 you can't put a trailer house in, and I got arrested, you know.
You got arrested for what?
Disturbing, you know, especially for some nonsense here. Fred A. Day was a lawyer. And then that bogus, you know, child molestation charge came up, and I couldn't go ahead and sue them for tearing down my chicken house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, going back a few years now. All right, but
so anyway, that was what the law says. Then they went ahead and passed, you know, supposedly liberalizing it. And then in June 2015, they went ahead and passed a law essentially allowing, instead of going, you know, for weeds or anything like that, instead of going through the municipal court, essentially a police officer, like, you know, that idiot Deno, goes ahead and makes a complaint, and then essentially the chief of police, they have an extrajudicial thing, and the whole notion is they're going to go ahead and put a lien, go ahead and mow it, and then put a lien on it.
Right.
So then I went in and talked to Jim Odie. He says, he's not going to go ahead and enforce any liens. And I went and pointed out the Constitution 3 says the taxes are supposed to be uniform, and they're not supposed to be used to go ahead and, you know, do something like that. Anyway, he went ahead and wrote this essentially order to abate. So I went ahead and wrote a little motion here that they're all pissing and moaning about on the 20th, and I got especially mad because, you know, essentially a bunch of them properties way back in 1995 that I owned, I went ahead and gave to underage nieces and nephews. So I wouldn't have any property, so I could go ahead and sue in for my pauperous Granby. Essentially, nieces and nephews have grown up, and they're pretty well all worthless here. But in any case, you know, 25% of the property north of me is owned by my mother. And I got really mad when, you know, they're going after my mother. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that thing is still, You know, Mike, I keep on telling him, he keeps dicking around. You know, I mean, you can't inherit. You can't inherit in Missouri or South Dakota just for him to influence, much less for going ahead and killing your mother here and embezzling her estate here. So he still calls me up every day. When are you going to buy my trailer? The half. I said, I'll buy your damn trailer for 3 years. So he runs off of South Dakota and hides when it comes time to sell it. But anyway, you know, moving on, I went ahead and wrote that essentially that, you know, I mean, essentially you guys are not going to obey any law. You know, then why the hell, when things fall apart, should anybody else go ahead and do it? But anyway.
So what do you want from me? You want to know if I will prosecute a violation of order of protection if you show court, or
what I want is, you know, about two things. I want to go ahead, have you go ahead and look at that. You know, essentially I have where I got assaulted by chat. Essentially, I was saying is that, I don't know if you read the Newton County News last week or not, essentially claims the miscommunication. What happened is supposedly Jared Thomas thought it was essentially replaced at a trailer house, and he said, no, you don't have to go ahead and ask for permission. He told Mayor Travis Gamble. Travis Gamble said, don't go ahead and publish it. So anyway, at the very beginning of the meeting, I go around and said, well, how dare you go ahead, you know, you don't obey your own law here, you're going ahead. These people did everything. You asked them. And they went ahead and wrote a check. You didn't even have your people, you know, Joyce Spann, go ahead and even sign a check. And she's running for re-election. You know, and I'm running for South Ward City Council. Okay. You didn't even do that here. Essentially, I'd like you to prosecute, essentially filing a fraudulent order of protection against Lana Price and
Sarah Carver. Well, I don't investigate, but what I can do is I look at it and, you know, see if, you know, first of all, the first question is whether anybody's going to consider, you know, they can always submit something, but, you know, if you've got a summons to court, then that, to me that's not a violation of your ex parte.
Okay, what if I show up to city council meetings? You know, maybe they said they're going to be filing that so I can't attend city council meetings as well.
Well, I mean, I'd make Shelby aware of that when I go in for the full order, because if he believes that that's what they're doing, then I'm assuming he isn't going to go along with that. I know you guys got a history, but I think
that's pretty chicken shit. Well, it's pretty chicken shit. I mean, I went ahead and looked at the RSMOs. It actually is a violation of freedom. Essentially, someone's accused of being a batterer or a killer or whatever here. But essentially, aside that, well, hey, we do need to go ahead for lawless people. Essentially, most of the, you know, the woman beater uppers or something like that don't have a lawyer or anything like that here. So essentially, they're not going to contest it, and everything's just fine and hunky dory. I mean, it's sort of like that little mongrel. He got an order of stalking against me from 900 miles away. And it says, you know, but in any case, what happens is that is what I hear is going on. But essentially, I have essentially an audio record here. Essentially, they had the thing sitting on the wall, and they refused to go ahead and give it to me. And what Lana Price has been doing.
Give you a form that you're wanting or something?
No. What it was is that it went ahead and said more about what the trailer was. If you look at the video here, I went ahead and just added the title cut and the back, you know, the credits. Essentially, it's has me humming and singing to myself like a maniac, and it's sort of embarrassing, but don't really matter. Essentially, on the 26th here, they were playing their little power games to where usually if they go ahead, just, you know, like 2 weeks ago, where's the minutes here? Okay, so then form, they go ahead, they give it right to me that day upon me presenting it. I said, so why so quick? And they said, do you really think we want you hanging around? Okay, fine by me. You know, and I leave here. Okay, on the 26th, they had this, essentially, where this, you know, tower, where this one is located, that's gone ahead and been published, it's sitting on the bulletin board. And I go ahead and take off the bulletin board and make me a copy of this here. Why isn't it in the council critter notes? You know, the notes, you know, I asked for them Friday. I asked for them the Wednesday before. Essentially, they didn't want to sit. She didn't get it Friday here. Okay, I show up Monday. Okay. Well, why is it in there? Why are the council critter notes here? Well, it's not in council critter notes. I said, why is it? Well, that's not here. I said, okay, it's about close to five. I said, well, why don't you? I went ahead and took it off the wall. I said, why don't you just make me a copy? I'll give you a dime. No, you have to come back tomorrow. She had me wrong form. I said, well, why don't I just take this? No, you can't take it. And then what happens is that she gave you the wrong form. So essentially the next day, I show up, it's the wrong form. So I fill one out, but you gotta wait 72 hours. If it's 72 hours from now, it'll be a moot point because you're holding me on this just a couple hours away, just sitting right there. No, we're not gonna give to you. We're too busy. So I go ahead and I decide to do a campaign commercial about the crookedness of Grammy, how I'm gonna clean it out. First thing I'm gonna do is fire these idiots here. And so, here comes Lana Price, and she said, Martin, you have to leave. I said, why do I have to leave? We have to leave. I said, this is not the feed store. And then, then I go ahead and say, well, look, if I want to see fat pigs, I go to the feed store, but it looks like I have to go to Grammy, too, here to see it. Well, anyway, she goes ahead, and she calls Jacob Kelly. He comes in, he's looking. I said, I need to arrest them too for misfeasance for violating RSM 0610. He said, what do you want? I said, I don't want that sheet of paper on the bulletin board. He said, will you leave and begin? I said, yeah. So anyway, he goes ahead, he takes it off there, makes Kara Crawford film the thing out. And so, it's on that YouTube video, you can see it. So she goes ahead, she pulls the thing, she goes ahead, she makes it. Now you want a copy? You want a receipt? Yeah, I want a receipt too. So she goes ahead and makes the receipt here and gives them a dime. We go ahead and go out, and she goes in and says, that's what it is, about 20 minutes. An hour later, here I am, showing up. There are a few minutes there, and pretty well, I'm giving them a hard time. I just put that video up this morning. It's on Greater Granby Cobb and Turpentine. I don't have very many views here yet. Anyway, at the very end, I'm telling Chatterford, if you had done your job, then people could have got their trailer house. So I see Lana's meerkat here. He's running for school board. I'm running for school board. And you have old Travis, and you have Bill Barrett, and then all of a sudden you see Chad just coming up right here, and whack, he used to go ahead and fish. He went ahead and hit my arm, and went ahead and just turned the camera off. If he'd actually tripped it here, it would have gone ahead and probably showed something different. So what happens is I said, hey, I go ahead and I turn the camera back on. I want to press the assault charges. And, here's this, dark character. I think he's a mongrel. But anyway, he tripped over that. And I'm proud. Oh, yes, he tripped. He said, you're looking liars. I said, what's your name? Well, I don't remember. So what's your name? Well, Pastor Martin Luther. Pastor Martin Lister. You're a pastor? Somebody, what church are you? Church of Jesus Christ Christian Every Nation, Missouri. And so we have a little to and fro there. And then here comes Jacob Kelly. And I'm not going to follow. I'm going to go ahead and press charges against you because you deliberately are filing a false police report. I said, well, how do you know that? You weren't here. So you go ahead and you go on, you see that nonsense. That was the night of the 27th here. Essentially, it came in on the 28th. I'm still trying to convince my stupid brother. Essentially, way back when Mom was alive, I told him, you give me $50,000, you get to keep the other $100,000, whatever else you can steal from Mom. I will not challenge that. Give me the farm and $50,000. So it's $50,000, you can steal the rest of it here. I won't even, Susan won't. Monty's widow won't. Go ahead and make up the rest of my day. Essentially, he goes ahead and he scared Mom, all that sort of nonsense. But in any case, you can go ahead and see that. And what happens, I was looking at that. And what I also wanted, since I got arrested on June 23rd, the Revised Statute of Missouri says is that any deals made, essentially in violation. Now, on the 23rd, I caused a big commotion because it says, okay, when was this thing, when, you know, why is this thing different? What happens, they knew I had to go up on the 20th. This is the 23rd. June 20th is that, it's sitting right over there.
Right.
I got arrested again on the 23rd of January.
January, okay.
Because essentially what happens is that if you looked at my webpage, you could see that I was supposed to show up in Lake County Court for the 6th trial date. The court chickened out here on Thursday. So what happens, I went in there to get an agenda on Friday and said, oh, something about trailer houses. It didn't say a dang thing. Friday. So I got the agenda in the council credit packet. So what happens is that I go ahead and what happens, I don't have to show up on the 23rd because they canceled Lake County. Well, what happens, they decided that while I'm in Lake County, they're going to go ahead and go buy that police station for $200,000, $100,000. And what the Steins have done, you know, I'm mad at Barry Flint because what happens, Barry Flint and a bunch of the other renters here, they've gone ahead, you know, you can't, you know, my stepdaughter and her boyfriend over here in Neosho, the reason they're over here in Neosho is they can get an apartment for $425. The cheapest single wide piece of crap in Granby is $500. Essentially, they've gone ahead, Barry Flint and then the main one to do that. You know, but this is be a federal racketeering charge. But essentially, what they did is they don't want people, poor people, just buying a trailer house, putting on their own property, paying $2,000-$3,000 for a crappy trailer house, and raising their kids and having the thing paid off within a year. You know what I mean? That's what they deliberately done. And I've been mad about that ever since 1988. But in case, on the 23rd, what happens with Styrens? And I went ahead and found that out during the. What happens is that they passed the TIF, you know, they passed the TIF thing in 1998, promising everything to go ahead and build it. The Styrens didn't say a dang thing, and they moved on in, essentially had, you know, got $250,000 of Granby TIF money to go ahead and put in their steel, you know, stainless, you know, their steel building, mm-hmm. where the Dollar General store is. Man, I was reading about the Dollar General store. Essentially, unlike other stores, it costs about, you know, the average is $250,000 for buildings like that here. It just only costs $250,000, whereas Walmart costs millions or whatever.
Right.
So anyway, you know, they go ahead and they use the TIF fund. So essentially, that's what struck me is that they don't say a dang word, and the idiots in Granby vote in, we're going to approve Granby through taxing ourselves and cutting away something from the schools. And then they sneak in a couple years later. Anyway, that building, that big building where the treehouse is, they decided to sell it for $200,000, but essentially it's about another $100,000 in interest payments spread over about 10 years. And when they passed the, let's have a new station, you know what happens is that $1 million. So $1 million, you get what, $24,500? Don't say $25,000. You'll have that thing paid off in 40 years, not counting interest. Mm-hmm. How the hell is that going to work? And the answer is not. And essentially, well, we'll get FEMA to pay for $900,000 of it, and we'll go ahead and just pay $100,000 of it.
FEMA?
Yeah. They're going to go ahead and make a two-story. They're going to go ahead and dig a tornado.
That's why FEMA is going to pay for a... $900,000
of the million. Yeah.
Community shelter.
Sure. So anyway, I said, you know, that I don't see that happening here. In any case, what happened is 3 years ago, right next to City Hall, they had Rex Burnett's old laundromat and grocery store, and I found out that 3 years ago, old Ted decided, you know, the woodworker decided to sell it. He couldn't even get $20,000 for it.
Excuse me, Martin.
He couldn't even get $20,000 for it. Mm-hmm. Essentially, if you want a quote new police station, why didn't you go ahead and buy that? Well, it was for sale. And no, we refuse to do that. And I have video to where I think essentially it was worked out. There wasn't going to be a new police station. Essentially, they were going, you know, Styrens were going to go ahead and make off with another $300,000 of Granby taxpayer money. So on the 23rd, they're doing that. And I immediately says, why is there a different agenda than the one I was given Friday?
Well, that's a violation of 610 as well.
Yes, yeah.
They changed,
so,
They changed it.
Eventually, you know, old Travis Gamble, he's an idiot, he goes ahead and says, but it's been posted for 48 hours. I said, 48 hours? Tonight? It's Tuesday at 7 p.m. So you snuck in Sunday night and put it up there? And then Lana Price said, no. We did the first hour here of Monday morning. They would have been fine if they just said 5 p.m. here, but, you know, Monday, but no. Then Lana Price, you know, then Big Chair of Copper says, no, I put it in Friday, you know, Friday night here. I said, so? It's Friday afternoon here, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock. I said, oh, you did? Well, I picked up the council credit packet on Friday, and she's thinking I picked it up on Thursday. So she runs, and Jacob Kelly runs in to essentially check out when I picked the thing up, and they don't find a, you know, they don't find a time on it. They just figure out I picked it up Friday. Well, I picked it up Friday at 4:35. So essentially, you know, they're caught, you know, they've just told two or three lies already. And essentially, you know, I just go ahead and I'm picking it and picking at it, picking at it, picking at it. And ever since, you know, I go ahead and after I get that, I go ahead and date, you know, go ahead and put a time space on it. So you can get your story straight here. I always like putting in a little dig here on them. But in any case, I got that up on YouTube video as well. And here they are. Man, I've told them several times is that this is a violation of 18 United States Code 241, 242. You're not supposed to pass laws criminalizing essentially people giving you a hard time.
I got to get back to it. So tell me again, what is when we look at those ex partes to see if there's something about criminally falsifying or something. My biggest problem with it is using ex partes to keep people from exercising their right of assembly. Confront their government. Redress grievances with the government,
yeah.
And they're using ex partes to keep you away from the government.
And they're talking about doing a lot more of them here. You know what I mean? Right. And essentially, you can go ahead and see
with that. The issue with if it's violation, those generally come to the county, violation of order of protection. I'm not filing it if you've got a summons to court, but I want to talk to the judge also to kind of give him a background of what's going on with this. And your full hearing is set next week on these, right?
Wednesday at 9 o'clock with the herd, you know. I mean, there was one hell of a herd out there, you know what I mean?
You're saying?
No, from everywhere. I don't know if you've been to court date, you know.
I thought you meant you've
been to court date. I mean, there's about 90 of them people all sitting there. And essentially, mainly, you know, and I have a problem with that because mostly it's failure to show proof of insurance, and it's also failure to essentially register a motor vehicle here.
On Wednesday mornings in front of Stremel. Selby's is a problem. He's probably got a bunch of ex partes or full order hearings, whatever it says. So.
Yeah, but anyway.
But it is, well, they're two different floors.
My problem, Selby's
up top and.
Well, my problem with Selby is that essentially he's just totally, you know, lawless here. I filed 5 motions to get him kicked off.
The probate case, yeah. Yep. I remember. Right, well,
and essentially, he won't obey it, and, you know, Tergo won't obey it.
Well, if he wants to stay in this case, you know, generally, I don't think Kevin's going to be too impressed with them trying to use, you know, civil procedure in order to interfere with your right to address government.
I think
that's going to bother him. I'm going to call him about it to see if he's on board. Personally, if you got a summons to court, that's an excuse for being in a certain space. You can't disobey the summons. So.
Okay. Well, but I did. You've seen this other thing. So I went ahead and said, okay, just in case, I'm making an entry appearance. I'm pleading not guilty. Look, you ought to go ahead and just. We played games for about 6 months. And then in December, he decided he wasn't going to want to go ahead. You know, he didn't really want to go ahead here because I was going to use that Okay, we're going to go ahead and get a deposition. We're going to go ahead and depose every single one of them, have them admit that they passed this law to mess with me, and therefore they're committing a felony, and just run them. Just run them through the rag,
well,
you know, racket on discovery.
If they're passing laws to address you personally,
that's a bill of attainder.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue for them as well at some point.
Second of all, let you go ahead and see. But essentially, you know, it's rather simple. It's just a simple assault charge against old Chad here, because
he really wanted to assault with somebody bumping into you. I mean, do you really?
He deliberately wanted to hit my hand. What happened?
Did
is
you
that,
have a camera or anything? Or
no, I maintained real good. You know, I was a little bit surprised. The thing is, that camera was taking a lot of beating since I bought from my mom's funeral here, but. Frankly, what I like to do is that, you know, here's the journalist from Reptiles going ahead and yapping about how Vladimir Putin goes killed 5 journalists and Trump didn't do a thing. He's just saying, well, maybe I covered. Frankly, I want to go ahead, pass the Vladimir Putin and the rest of them and embarrass the hell out of that idiot. You know, so I said, hey, folks, if journalists can go ahead and attack you because you're in your face, why can't you just go ahead and attack a few journalists here for getting in your face as well? And just embarrass the hell out of that lying bastard. So yeah, I do want to press charges. And then the third thing is either you or me, and I prefer you to go ahead, essentially under 6110, essentially void the motions here. Right? You don't have the motions, but essentially I'm asking the Granby Municipal Court be shut down. You know what I mean?
Well, 610 can only go so far. Violation of 610 generally ends up with a fine, not necessarily.
Well, what happens is, you know, $1,000 fine, up to $5,000 if it's deliberate. Essentially, they have in front of the legislature up to $10,000 making it a criminal offense here, a minor criminal offense. But that's in front of the legislature.
Not going to make it a criminal offense. I don't believe they'll go that far.
Okay, but
I mean, they did some of the public information.
Sure.
So.
The 610. The thing about it is I've been looking at a lot of law here. I had some woman who lost her kids around the city. So how the hell did you find me? I said, oh, you're famous all across the United States here for what you did on behalf of your grandkids. I said, yes, but I end up getting them bought and sold anyway here, and I got sent to nut house for not accepting a lawyer. So in any case, what happens is that the relevant law essentially a court shall avoid any action taken in violation of Section 610 to 610.26. So that's what I want to yank. I want to yank. Essentially, look, I hear they want to go to Sepulpa, Oklahoma. They've already got $250,000 worth of Granby money. They don't need another $300,000. They can stay in Granby and pay that here. Or, you know, I told them that they're worried about it raining on the present. They can go ahead and lot $400 for sheet metal, and I'd help them nail it down.
Well, I've got some court in the morning that covers the prayer of the court in the morning and the afternoon. If you want to find out whether you're clear to go to the hearing, or if you want to be best to call about 11 o'clock tomorrow, I can tell you whether or not.
Okay. Well, I did go ahead. You get a copy of this where I'm essentially saying, hey. I'm making a notice of appearance here. I'm making a notice of appearance.
Well, I'll look at that as well. So.
Okay.
That's the document you gave me to copy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go ahead. They took all four here, and they refused to file stamp it for Roxy's nephew. And, you know, but they need to get Roxy's, gas payment bill or something like that. See, they're stolen about, you know, the next thing they're going to try to steal is they're trying to go ahead and get the idiots. They're trying to go ahead and get $5 to $10 million for a new water project here. And you're out of your mind. It costs you take 40 years to pay $1 million back. You know, in 2028, you'll have it paid off. You take 40 years to pay $1 million. How the hell are you going to go ahead and pay?
It almost has to be a grant of some sort. I don't know if
they're not going to give the grant because essentially,
Well, they're generally I mean, they're never 100% grants. The grants are matching funds, generally.
Well, they were 89% in 1988, and they, you know, I think they had no hit. Essentially, it's in Grammy, it's just mainly just graft. And you know, pretty well, they decided to take the 23rd of January because they thought, okay, he's here. He's going to have to, you know, 900 miles, you know, today.
Right.
He's going to have to leave Saturday or Sunday. He will not be on Easter. He has to be up there Tuesday. He will not be here till Tuesday evening. Guess what? And he will show up. Then I show up Tuesday, and oh no! And they've already signed the contract. They've already told the Styron they got their money. And essentially, they're not going to go ahead and give it up.
Right. Well, if I'm in court, I'm going to look at this stuff and I will leave a message. If you call in and I haven't got out of court yet, they'll have an answer as to whether there's any issue with you showing up.
And you might.
I'll look at whether or not there's enough facts in those ex parte filings to see if they were.
I look at it. You go ahead, you know. I mean, you know, a lot of Price lives 200 feet north of me here. And, you know, on the thing here, well, you're not welcome to feed store. You know, so I have no intention of going to the feed store,
can,
and I want
you away from the feed store. They can keep you away from. Court.
Yeah, I'm trying to get everybody to boycott the damn feed store here. I haven't been to the feed store. I was at the feed store in April getting my puppy dog bath here, and then a couple months later I bought a sack of barley. You know, that he ordered. I mean, they did give me a sack of barley, but ever since that things have gone ahead and gone downhill to where. No, I refuse everything to do with that people. You know what I mean? And usually the best thing to do, you know, was like, what, 2-3 weeks ago, oh, you're going to just go ahead and give me the paper?
Yeah.
Will I get rid of you?
Yeah.
They'll get rid of me.
No.
And
you think they learned that? All right, I'll look that stuff. If you want to call in around 11 or something tomorrow, I should have some answers for you.
Okay, around after 11, maybe 12, 1, something
well,
like that?
Yeah, after 11, so if you want to do it in the afternoon, that'd be fine, too.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'll be back in the office in the afternoon.
Okay. Okay. Just got done talking with Dick Scobie at 4:14 here. PM. Okay, Pastor Martin Lindstedt is 4:14 PM on the 7th of April 2018. Hail Victory.